Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Another victim loses $23,000 in internet security scam. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 72-year-old woman fell prey to a scam perpetrated by individuals posing as representatives of an internet security company, resulting in a loss exceeding $23,000. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, the woman who was deceived by the fraudsters unwittingly opened an account with Bank of America using a false identity through which approximately $72,000 in transactions were conducted. Upon being alerted by the bank about the suspected fraudulent activity, the woman reported the incident to the authorities on Friday. Her account was frozen with a deficit of $23,000 for which she bears responsibility. Deputies are currently investigating and urged her to contact the FBI about the incident. Powder River Basin approaches mining of 9 billion tons of coal. Wyoming's Powder River Basin is approaching a significant milestone with expectations to reach 9 billion tons of coal production since 1998 this summer. Cowboy State Daily reported, despite recent challenges and projections of declining coal production, this achievement underscores the region's historical importance in supplying thermal coal to the nation. However, the industry faces ongoing challenges, including federal regulations and market conditions like a mild winter and competition from natural gas. The Wyoming State Geological Survey released data April 29th, showing 2024 first quarter coal production plummeting nearly 21% from the first quarter of 2023, when the state dug up 58 million tons of coal. The pressure to produce less coal is coming from the federal government as well, which last month announced rules that would force coal-fired power plants to close over the next 10 years. As Wyoming prepares to mark this milestone, concerns about potential revenue shortfalls highlight the economic impact of changes in coal production on the state's budget. Wyoming's budget may see an estimated $50 million shortfall in revenue collection from severance taxes and federal mineral royalties from the state's coal operators as it moves into calendar year 2025, warned by Don Richards, co-chairman of the Wyoming Legislative Service Office in Cheyenne, in a recent email to Cowboy State Daily. Richards says if one extrapolates out the first 17 weeks of federal data on coal production in 2024, the annual total Wyoming coal production is on pace for approximately 191 million tons, substantially lower than the 225 million tons forecast. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.